Long Talk Radio.
The only way for me to come back is by Macbeth. All the money was stolen from me. I'm taking back what's mine.
Well, y'all done that, man. Yes, it's getting exposed tonight, baby. Why y'all done that counter-revolutionary shit in the name of monopoly money?
Mama tried to break me, but had too many babies. Mama was a motherfucking killer. Stefan dope in his coke and nearly choked when he tell me not to smoke. Damn, don't get me started. My mama smoked so goddamn much when she was pregnant. I'm surprised I ain't retarded. At night I can't sleep, count teeth as they pass through the glass on my neighbor's
side. Why y'all done that shit to Pac, man?
Wake up in the morning, see the blood in the hall from the murder scene. Don't cry, just ask.
Why y'all done that shit to Malcolm, man? Why y'all done that shit to Khaled, man? Why y'all done that shit to Michael Jackson, man? Why y'all done that to Biggie, man? Who's that? Y'all believe in ghosts? My co-host, Tupac Shakur, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get scared now. Don't get scared now. Don't be scared now. Why y'all done that shit to our heroes, man? Goddamn counter-revolutionary. The bullseye is on you. I told y'all was coming. Shit. Controversy in my ass. I'm a revolutionary. I don't fear no man. Why y'all done that to Pop? Set that young brother up. This is revolutionary idea. Y'all believe in ghosts? Huh? Counter revolutionaries out there. Goddamn black faced cowards. Black faced traitors. Black faced puppets. Assassinated our brother. Assassinated Malcolm. My eye, my heart, let me speak the truth tonight. May the net of root protect me as I go along. My eye, my heart. Looks you trying to tune a raw. Looks you trying to tune my eye. I'm king, advocate of raw. I'm king, advocate of my eye. And welcome to the soon-to-be number one blog talk radio program in the country, ladies and gentlemen. Revolution through revelation. When you need your car fixed, what do? You go to a mechanic. When you're sick, what do? You go to a doctor. When you need help with your culinary skills, what do? You go see a chef. But at times like these, tragic times like these, black-faced counter-revolutionaries out there, you need a professional revolutionary. And I'm your humble host, the Minister of Defense and co-founder of the mighty, mighty Global Nation Liberation, King Yahshua Hannibal Amenhotep I. And yes, today is the day. We're putting that bullseye on they behind today, y'all. I don't give a damn what nobody say, because I never gave a damn what they said. Excuse my language, put them children to bed, because we're going for their head tonight. You know, a lot of y'all don't know the story how King Yahshua even got his feet wet in this revolution.
I was speaking my mind and speaking the truth when I had got when I came into the Darutajat and I opened up my third eye and became enlightened. And I started putting the pieces to the puzzle together and I started seeing some strange things within our community. With our heroes and our superstars as they fell. But I had already seen counter-revolutionary actions, and I gained my strength. And one day, some Islamic so-called jihadists and terrorists took over a landmass the size of Texas and the great African nation of Mali. I put out a video on the Chosen Few channel. A lot of y'all go to our Chosen Few channel, the Nation Liberation, and see this called King Yahshua. Five shots at the Nation of Islam because I was tired of them sitting on the bench as obvious Islamic radicals and hardliners was terrorizing our people as if it was BCE or AD, you know, the time of the Islamic invaders, 640 and all that. And I put something out. And boldly, I kept going forward, and I would denounce them. And today, the time has come. Brothers and sisters has been backing me. I know the target is on me, as it has been on every single last one of the brothers and sisters who has said, I will stand on the square and tell the truth, because the brothers and sisters got to know the truth. Y'all going to know the truth tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Program type. There are black-faced enemies amongst us teaching white supremacy. But that's not it. See, yes, bear with me. I know it's the Nation of Islam, Mohammedan Temple, yes, y'all too, Hebrew Israelites. Damn near the entire Baptist ministers, NAACP, Congressional Black Caucus, yes, they all teach white supremacy. Tupac is in the building today, y'all. He's came for his revenge on those who got too close and had him assassinated. Some of y'all said, what, brother, are you saying? Prepare for what? To reap the whirlwind. No. Are those who betrayed your brothers prepared to reap the whirlwind? I'm the messenger of the immortal ancestors. I have no fear of these pagans. Do they believe in ghosts? Pac is back today, and he's going to speak for himself. Malcolm X is back today, and he's going to speak for himself. I told a lot of brothers this before. I couldn't believe a lot of y'all out there. See, a lot of y'all are brothers who, man, I ain't got nothing to do with that. Y'all ain't got nothing to do with what happened to Malcolm. But you're screaming, Malcolm X, Malcolm X, Malcolm X. Y'all don't care what happened to Pac, but Pac your hero. Do you care who set him up? Do you want to know who set the atmosphere? But you got to go back. You got to start with what happened with Malcolm. See? Now, once you go back and see what happened to Malcolm, that's when it's all going to become clear to your family. That's when it's all going to be clear. Let's see what happened. Let's see how this all started. And who took some credit? Huh? We got a brother taking credit for it.
Brother Malcolm.
And finally, it ain't none of your business.
Listen, listen, listen.
What did you just say about it? Did you teach Malcolm?
Listen.
Did you make Malcolm?
Listen.
Did you clean up Malcolm?
Listen.
Did you put Malcolm out before the world? Was Malcolm your traitor or was he
Bingo. 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 That's what I want y'all to hear. See, a lot of y'all never heard that before in y'all life. Y'all never heard that before in y'all life. He said, if we dealt with Malcolm like a traitor, what the hell business is that? What the hell business is it of yours? What? Huh? Louis Falcon is taking credit. They think y'all sleep. And they think y'all don't love y'all heroes. I remember watching an interview of a brother who had got out of prison, said that when he was in prison the whole time, nobody said one word to him about him killing Malcolm X. See, I don't want no friends or no fans or no followers like that. No. I'm putting my life on the line tonight for Malcolm, for Tupac. A lot of y'all said Tupac. I'm going to tie it together for Tupac, for Khalid Muhammad the Great. A lot of y'all don't know Khalid. Some of y'all do. Yes, the Nation of Islam had Khalid Muhammad killed. They tried to assassinate him in California, but he survived that assassination because he was a great warrior brother. A lot of y'all who don't know, Google Khalid Muhammad. He's the one who came down here to Texas when James Byrd got dragged in Jasper, and he came deep, and he came armed. That's where Cornell get a lot of that from. A lot of y'all saying y'all love y'all heroes, but y'all is letting the traitorous leadership of the Nation of Islam get away with them things. Not no more. Not the Nation of Islam. And Khaldun been knew the stance I took, and he supported me and stand by me. The Nation going to stand by me because I got my feet wet telling the truth. And brothers and sisters that stood with me, and anybody who stand against me on this, they the enemy, because I'm telling the truth and standing for Malcolm, standing for Khaled, standing for Tupac, standing for Biggie, who was killed for nothing at all. Now y'all saying, what? I'm going to keep going, but I just let you heal. Taking credit for killing Malcolm. How can you say you love Malcolm X? And that is Louis. Did you say Louis Farrakhan is an honorable man? That was honorable? Oh, please, brothers, leave. If you is into that type of stuff, leave this station. Please leave now. Because we're going to deal with traitors like that. How could you do? You would do me like that? Huh? If they said, was Malcolm a traitor? Hell no, we knew Malcolm was no traitor. Malcolm X is in the building, y'all. Malcolm is also here. Him and Tupac. They co-hosted with me tonight. They co-hosted here with me tonight. I'm finna let, huh? What y'all say? Was Malcolm a traitor? Was Malcolm a traitor? I want to know. Y'all saying, nah, brother, Malcolm wasn't no traitor. Malcolm want to speak for himself. Malcolm said, I'm a man, I can speak for myself. Well, Malcolm want to tell y'all what's going on here. What's all, where all this hate coming from? Hey, Malcolm, please. Go ahead, Malcolm. Because they've been getting taught to hate themselves.
Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair?
Louis Farrakhan told him to
teach you. Who taught you to hate the color of your skin to such extent that you bleach to get like the white man?
The Nation of Islam.
Who taught you to hate the shape of your nose and the shape of your lips?
The Nation of Islam.
Who taught you to hate your felt from the top of your head to the soles of your feet?
The Hebrew Israelite.
Who taught you to hate your own kind? Who taught you to hate the race that you belong to?
The Moorish Science
Temple. So much so that you don't want to be around each other. No, before you come asking Mr. Muhammad, does he teach hate, you should ask who yourself taught you to hate.
Malcolm wanted to speak to it. Who taught you to hate yourself? Now, I can go to a clip and show y'all where Farrakhan is saying, we got to be kink. What the hell does deep kink mean? That's what I want to know. See, that sound hermetic. They teaching y'all. See, what did I tell y'all the name of this program was? There are black-faced enemies amongst us teaching white supremacy. Malcolm said, who told you to hate your hair? Who told you to hate the way you looked? Who told you that with that hate your race? I just let y'all hear that. Farrakhan said it's time to be kink. You got to be kink. I don't got that clip tonight, but I will get it. Listen to me. Hermetic story. I'm going to tell y'all about it. Y'all got to listen to me tonight.
because some of our greats was killed because they was going to lead us up in revolution. And I let y'all hear the traitor, Louis Farrakhan, say that Malcolm was a traitor. And Louis Farrakhan is now hand-in-hand with what? White supremacy, L. Ron Hubbard, Scientology. My life is on the line, damn it, but I got to talk to y'all. I'm going to teach y'all something real quick. A lot of y'all might not know this. I'm going to tell y'all the origins of the Nation of Islam. A lot of y'all don't have no idea. Some of y'all do. Some of y'all have heard. But this is where the Nation of Islam, how it was founded, and where it began, and this is the truth. The NOI's origins are founded in two self-improvement black movements that began shortly after World War One. The Moorish Science Temple, that's the one founded by, some people call him Noble Drew Ali, but Timothy Drew. And the great University Negro Improvement Association, founded by the great Marcus Mosiah Garvey, my heroic patriotic leader. So I'm telling you, those are the two movements that the NOI grew out of. And a lot of them don't even like to admit that because they like to act like a lot of their stuff was divine and Elijah Muhammad taught them self-black help, and they don't want to tell where they got that self-black help from. Listen. The Nation of Islam was also shaped, now this is real, you need to hear this, by a Depression-era con man and a convicted drug dealer. Just ain't no shot. That'd have been a bit political prisoner too, but a Depression-era con man and a convicted drug dealer, Wallace D. Ford, upon Ford's 1929 release from California's San Quentin prison, he moved to Detroit. He also went by Wale Farad and Master Farad and claimed to be from Mecca. See, this is the leader. This is the founder of the Nation of Islam. The bullseye is on your behind tonight, boy. Y'all been playing games, but Yahshua has the Dawood. I know your foundation wasn't built on nothing supreme. It's built on the Depression era con man. And a lot of y'all say that's not true. It was true. Prophet Muhammad was a con man. Who told y'all he was from Mecca? And y'all so lied and told all kind of lies and hustled and ran hustle. But Let me stay with y'all because it's serious. Working as a door-to-door rug salesman by day, Ford blended the ideas of Garvey and Drew along with smattering some Islam to form what would later become the Nation of Islam. You hear that? Now, that Depression era con man went took the teachings of the great Garvey and some of the, off the plate of Noble Drew Ali. Some people call him Noble Drew Ali and splattered in a little of that Turkish Islam, because he was a Turk, and formed the Nation of Islam. But they telling y'all the white man is the devil, and this is a Turkish man here. Stay with me. Amongst his first students was the unemployed Georgia Mike. And I want y'all to stay with your brother. A lot of y'all right now, I didn't come here for this. Well, I'm trying to tell you the truth on why you have never had no freedom yet, why you haven't been liberated yet. Because you've been fooled into believing the most fierce African black warrior power nation that we got is it's standing up for you, but it was started by a Turkish white guy, so-called white guy. Everybody know Farah Muhammad, it was no dang black man. And that's why they tell you got to be kink. That's why they tell you got to be kink and straighten your hair to look like Farah Muhammad. Just stay with me. But one of his first students was an unemployed Georgia migrant worker named Elijah Poole, later to become known as Elijah Muhammad. In later years, Ford disappeared. Elijah assumed leadership, which he held until his death in 1975. That's when Elijah elevated Ford, the Depression-era con man, into heaven and earth status. That's when Farad supposedly disappeared, but some people say he was killed by insiders inside the nation. Some people say other people took him out of a con man scheme. That's just the savior they is. Some people say, hey, he rose to the mighty heavens. They will be seen again on the surface with eyes on because they will put them. These people come. And teachings of Marcus Garvey and Libby the Noble Drew Ali, they smashed it into the Nation of Islam, and Elijah Poole, it became Elijah Muhammad, and they say he the real Muhammad. They look up the teachers. They say he the real Muhammad that was talked about. It wasn't even the Muhammad of the era, of the old days. That Muhammad didn't exist. Anyway, the teachers call me, we're talking about here. You see? And they killed our dear brother. People have been through. And then for these traders to pop up and sell them out for monopoly money when they get a chance. Imagine what Malcolm, imagine how Malcolm was feeling. Out there fighting for y'all. Elijah had told him no white man could ever enter Mecca. He go there and he see blonde hair, blue eyes, and knew that Elijah had lied. Why? Because Elijah had been lied to and been swindled and had bought the lies from the Depression era con man who claimed to be from Mecca himself. But y'all want to know how Malcolm was feeling? Huh? You want to know how Malcolm was feeling? This is how Malcolm was feeling.
And a little fence, but oh, just like the river.
When he was trying to just get something together for us. This how he was feeling. He was trying to put a plan together for us. And the pastors was the plot of his assassination.
No time coming, but I know.
Huh? And that bastard had the nerve to call him a traitor. Rise up. Your brother's putting it on the line tonight. That's what I'm saying. They assassinated Tupac. That's what I'm saying. They assassinated Michael Jackson. Yes. I'm proving it. This is how Malcolm was feeling before the time passed. He believed in it. And y'all are sitting here letting these people get away with that. You ain't no Malcolm X father or no brother. You're going to rile up. Are we that change Malcolm was talking about? Malcolm knew it was coming. I know. So I want y'all to close your eyes and think about it.
I keep hearing them say, boy, I don't want you.
My brother, he's confused and lost. Are y'all going to be too scared to avenge him? They're taking credit for killing Malcolm.
A long time coming, but I know. Hallelujah.
The Swiss cheese. The lineage of the greats is here. You will pay. We'll sit back and listen to this one time. Now, please, don't leave. Think about Malcolm. This for Malcolm X. Malcolm is begging. He told me to play this. Please. They killed our brother. They think they're not going to do nothing. What y'all going to do? They killed our brother.
That's what Malcolm was feeling. The time was near. Farrakhan called him a traitor. Why was Malcolm a traitor, Farrakhan say? And he told the people that if you turned on Elijah Muhammad, you see, lying hero worship. Malcolm had came to be getting taught by the great Dr. John Henry Clark and Dr. Joseph Bianchi. Dr. Clark said that he was Malcolm's shadow cabinet of government, teaching him. When you still hear Malcolm speaking that supreme African intellect, he ain't got that from Elijah. How could he? Elijah told him there was no white men in Mecca. They had no knowledge because they had to only be given what the usurpers wanted them to teach. I'm talking about the black-faced enemies. They killed Malcolm X. Y'all know that, right? They took credit. A lot of y'all saying, what about Tupac? You said they killed Tupac. We've been hearing about Tupac. Brother, you can't say the Nation of Islam had nothing to do with no killing of no Tupac. Oh, I can't? Who can't? You can't. Because I damn sure can. And I damn sure am. And I damn sure not scared of him. That ain't killed Tupac. They've been working hand in glove with the COINTELPRO program and operations. Why do you think Elijah Muhammad was assassinated in the 60s when they assassinated everybody? They assassinated everything moving. It's up, Elijah. They even assassinated Dr. King's mother in a church. Look it up. They even went to the church and assassinated Dr. King's mother because she knew it was the government who had done. Look that stuff up. Elijah didn't get assassinated. They don't believe because they'll tell you they knew they assassinated Elijah's mother. We was going to go all out. Y'all never was going to do nothing. They knew y'all was never going to do nothing because y'all ain't never did nothing. And then some of y'all brothers in the Nation of Islam is ready. I know some of y'all. It's time to topple them. Put somebody righteous in there. But those who have killed our brothers, Malcolm, Khalid, Michael Jackson, yeah, they killed Michael. Yeah, they was in on Tupac and Biggie murder. I'm going to tie it all together. What about Khalid Muhammad? Some of y'all say, I'm going to get the pop. But some of y'all know Khalid Muhammad was the heir to the throne in the Nation. And he told the truth at King's Kilgore College that there had never been no Jews in bondage. That they was the usurpers of that land and had got thrown off the Hicksos. Well, a lot of people understand if you say that, then you say that there's no Muhammad or Abraham or Jacob. Khalid had just told the truth. And that's the reason he got banned. Like Malcolm got banned. Remember when Malcolm got banned by Elijah Muhammad for saying the chickens had came home to roost? Then he got killed. Khalid had told the truth. He got banned from the Nation of Islam. Then he got killed. Y'all got to tie this together. And that's why now they know they're going to have to deal with me because a lot of revolutionaries have been going around the questions. Once they say, King Yahshua, how do you feel? What do you mean how I feel? I feel that the arrest of the leadership in the Nation of Islam and the accomplices of the killing of Malcolm X and the accomplices of the killing of Khalid Muhammad and Tupac and Biggie and Michael Jackson should be brought to justice immediately. And I have revolutionaries on the heels as we speak. That's what the questions and answers are going to be. My whole life has been getting trained for this moment right here. For this one moment where I'm telling the truth right now. They killed Tupac because of his lineage. A lot of y'all know that. I want to thank little homie, my little bro I grew up with, Derrick Jones, because, see, he's a real Tupac fan. So he can understand the lineage of a Tupac and that pantherism. And all Tupac used to shout out was what? Free Geronimo Pratt. Free his stepfather, Mutula Shakur. When the hell have you heard the Nation of Islam talking about freeing Mutula Shakur or talking about really some real stiffness about Asad Shakur, who the FBI just put $2 million on her head, Tupac's name? When have you heard the Nation of Islam champion Bobby Seale, who's still alive, and Huey P. Newton? Talk to me. Because you see, the Panthers was the real revolutionaries. The Nation of Islam couldn't tie their goddamn bootstraps before they go to war. Nation of Islam, they couldn't even clean their combat rifle. Don't be mad at me, it's true. And you know, I told some brothers that and tried to tell me it was some of the Nation of Islam who was the baddest Panthers. Brother, don't give me that crap. Elijah Muhammad told y'all to disarm and don't vote. That's what he told y'all. That's on record.
I'm not just talking to rank and file members, you see. I'm trying to let y'all rank and file members know, let me deal with the leadership for what they have done. And free my brother Gregory Hirsch, who's a political prisoner right now in Gaston County Jail. And I've liberated them brothers with this grand Dawoodi every day of Assad setting her rule, and that we are the immortal ones, the beginning and the end. They killed Tupac. Damn right they killed Tupac. And that's one of the easiest ones to put together, but people too scared to even try to put it together because they intimidated. A revolutionary ain't intimidated. How can you intimidate a revolutionary? Somebody who was prepared at any time, I'll tell you, any time to take it to the government or high, for those who think they're higher than nobody but the Netta Root. That's what the free beings. What you mean? We on nuclear. And we've been going that since we was young. We never really knew no high authority. So we just bringing that to this right here, humbly, so that you can't scare us off. You killed Tupac, you're going to pay for that. And I'm going to tell everybody you done it. And Biggie was killed for no reason, but to make it seem like it's a gang war. And I'm going to tell y'all something. The easiest way that you can tell that the Nation of Islam was in on that killing of Tupac. And let me tell you something. This ain't no ratting. This ain't no telling. When you're a revolutionary, you stand up for your people. And you let those cowards know you will not get away with that. You counter-revolutionary. You have been watered down the divine missions. You have been threatening our ancestors every time they stand up. And now one of the lineage of the great Nile Valley, that's how you can tell I'm divine and have divine genes, because I brave and bold I am. And divine with my knowledge. You killed Tupac. Y'all go look at the interview Detective Russell Poole did with Lil C's. And that's why I want to say I appreciate my little brother Derrick Jones, because he turned me on this when I came home from being a political prisoner. Y'all go look at the Detective Russell Poole interview with Lil C's. When he called Lil C's, and at first Lil C's say, "Nah, man, I ain't the one to do no interview about that murder." And then Detective Poole went to Biggie Mama house, and then Biggie Mama gave him a call. And Biggie Mama said, "Man, you come do this for me." And Lil C's manned up like a man. I can't say that. That was the one day Lil C's actually put all the bullcorn to the side and did something legendary. He went in that house and on tape, he said, "That's the man right there that walked past the vehicle. Then that's the man that fired into the vehicle." It was the bow-tied Muslim brother from New Jersey. They know his name and his residence. The Muslim brother from New Jersey, Muhammad.
Brother, that's a government stool trying to set the number.
Whatever, I ain't got time for all that. It's the bow-tied brother from New Jersey. Lil C's pointed it out. Brother Muhammad killed B. Now, for as y'all out there who screaming all that Suge Knight, man, you see, you're scared to really go at who really done that work. See, I is no death. Those who live today die tomorrow. Those who die tomorrow will be born again. Those who live my eye as I do will never die. Those brothers are the ones who should be worried about the revolutionaries trying them in court. They will be given fair trial, but punishment immediately afterwards. They should be the ones worried. If anybody side with the people, come on and side with me. They should be shaking in their silk drawers and fairy slippers. They should be shaking right now. And when this truth get out, they killed Tupac. Because this guy here, the Muhammad, the same guy was in goddamn Vegas the night Pac got killed. It's the same. Listen, y'all. It is the same damn hit team. It's the same hit team, man. They killed by the same unit. See, a lot of y'all can't understand that. To hear what the Nation of Islam do with this, because y'all believers. Y'all got faith in things. Y'all don't know thyself. Y'all don't know anything. You are believers. Be liars. Y'all believe lies. They killed Tupac, man, because of his revolutionary spirit and what the brother was going to do for us. And what the brother, what he snapped out of it like I snapped out of it, what he was going to say and how he was going to say it. And they didn't want to say it. They didn't want to let him say it. So they made sure the brother didn't get his chance. And how can we let them get away with that? Are we going to let them get away with that? Huh? Huh? Huh?
Gotta keep your sense of humor. Gotta be able to smile through all the bullshit.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They killed our brother, man.
I like that.
Yeah, they did it. Yeah, they did it. I'm going in on them tonight. I'm not scared. I've been teaching this with my teacher for the last few years. Nah, it's on record. Don't try to spin it. Fake ass security service. Getting in with our black heroes, giving up town and intel, and setting them up with them paramilitary units in the nation is long, man. This ain't for the regular brothers. This for them. This for the leadership. Y'all gonna get dealt with. Wait till the people find out that y'all killed Big and Tupac. It's over. That was a mistake, man.
And I can walk through the chains of the dust. I wish that I could save everyone, but I'm a dreamer. Have you ever seen a sister who was strong in the game? Overlooking his tomorrow, and it finally came. Back on showers of belief, and I'm still feeling the same. Turning circles in my night grave, dealing cocaine. Too many habits in my life, life is strange. And a man without a focus, life is driving me insane. Stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it's changed. But when I focus on reality, we broke it in chains. Had a dream of living wealthy, making it big. Open football, so the cook roll and taking it big. And after all, my mama thanking God for blessing the child. All my mama got to do now is collect it and smile.
Why did y'all do that, man? Why did y'all want some people to take this brother? Yes, you did it. You guilty. Nobody was going to be able to put the pieces to the puzzle together? Did you think nobody would be able to add it all up to what happened? Did you think the extortion attempts in the community would not be realized by real revolutionaries? Snoop Dogg, Common, T.I., Ice Cube, Puffy, Dr. Dre, most of these East Coast rappers. Did you think that finally somebody wasn't going to start sniffing around on the possibility that the security of these brothers could have played a big part in their assassinations? Somebody with some guts to link it together. How did you get next to everybody? What's these teachings of the end Nation of Islam? The white man is the devil, right? The white man is the devil, right? But I just told you that he was started by a Turk. They say he's not Turk. That's a lie. That's a lie. And right now, they doing business with the Moorish Science Temple in Scientology. Look it up. Is they the devil?
She there just trying to sound tough back then. Because, see, when you're looking for somebody else, you're looking for somebody else besides your enemy, but what you perceive to be your enemies, you run into the arms of what seems to be radical. They told you that that devil was created by a black scientist, the big head Dr. Yay Coop. That's the teacher. Some of y'all out there say y'all have no problem with the nation. How can you be Nile Valley? How can you be of your ancestral lineage and you're letting it stand in your community? That a black man created the devil. So that means all the problems of the evil of the world is on you. You don't understand. I just told y'all. What was the name of this stuff? There are black faced enemies amongst us teaching white supremacy. The black man created the devil and all the problems on the world. They told you what? That you was what? That we are the lost people. We as a people are the lost tribe of Shabazz, and we originally practiced Islam. Ain't that something? They tell you originally practiced Islam, but then we find out Islam is not even that ancient. How can you be an ancient people? White supremacy, see, they bastardizing you. But see, this not your brother making this up. This is sound truth, sound doctrine. They said this stuff. You're the lost tribe of Shabbat. You're lost. See what I'm saying? You can never be found. But now when they found you, Islam is your religion. But they had no real knowledge of Islam. They admitted to themselves. This man said he was the Muhammad that was spoken. A lot of Muhammad said he was the Muhammad that was spoken about in the Bible. See, how can you see in the Quran? These are the problems. And they also told you that this wicked devil, white man, is his ruler, and his time was almost up on this earth. Elijah Muhammad said that. So they was going to get, what, exactly 6,000 years? You remember that? But this devil that they created, so all the wicked and all the destruction they had went on, yeah, we created it, but, you know, time was almost up, and then we're going to go back to doing. These are the teachings. And y'all, a lot of y'all say some deep scientific stuff in that I could never understand. I can understand when you say that somebody else is the devil, that you've taken all responsibility away from yourself and all of your own actions, as the ancestors taught. And I can understand that you say when somebody else is God, you really limiting your own abilities and your own endeavors on what you can become and what you actually have the ability to create. So I know when somebody is trying to take me away from my own and give me something else. Do you agree? Was those type of teachings? You gotta ask yourself that. That's not my act. What happened to Muhammad Ali? Do y'all remember how the nation treated Muhammad Ali? When the government took his title from him for not joining the army, they turned on him for their master. Y'all remember that? I guess a lot of y'all forgot that. If somebody needs to, I don't think it's no coincidence he got foxes. I don't feel like that's no coincidence now. What about Mike Tyson? Well, I mean, he was at his hardest time. Next thing you know, he come out all praise due to Allah and Allah and Allah and Allah, and wasn't getting clean mentally in the mind. What's the shakedown that's going on here in our community? Sounds like then you blame some of your biggest and your brightest stars, but then you don't even look at what the hell was going on. You got to ask yourself that. Noble Drew Ali, Timothy Drew, what was his teaching? What did he bring to y'all? Ask yourselves that question out there. The founder of the Moore Science Temple. Huh? What is this book he's known for? The Seven Circle Quran, which is plagiarized from the white man's book, the Aquarian Gospels, black means dead, white means life. This is what y'all is out there teaching. Can't agree with. Huh? So you got to face the facts here. Somebody been teaching you white supremacy, if you want to believe it or not. And y'all ain't want to been believing that they target your brothers. Y'all don't want to look at who was the people around Mike when he passed away. Y'all don't need to check them names on the brother who got on that stand who said he was with Michael Jackson. I need to consider these kids security firms that CIA agencies set up in false corporation names. Man with black faces getting deep into your people's business. Then you wonder why your greats got killed. You don't want to know who killed Biggie and Tupac. You never want to put it together. You want to leave it alone. You want to leave that to unsolved mysteries. I told you because you've been bastardized and you're scared to death. Lassie's was more of a man than many of y'all. He pointed the man out. And a lot of people act like Lassie's never pointed that guy and said that man's name and pointed at that picture. More science temp, y'all need to ask me, do black mean death? Hebrew Israelites, I ain't forgot about y'all. Y'all need to explain to me. So we ain't Africans, right? We Hebrews. Y'all need to explain to me why y'all running from that ham story, brother. Explain to me why you don't want to talk about your Canaanites being the lowest of the servants to the rest of the brothers. You see that land of Canaan? Ain't that promised land, that the milk and honey y'all was promising? Y'all are bastardized. And it's too easy to prove. It's too easy to prove that you're sitting there hollering and yelling and was never going to have intentions on doing no military techniques. Unless you're the nation of Islam and your military techniques is all against your people. They got you looking all over the world for who killed Pac and Biggie. Man takes credit for killing Malcolm. You look the other way. Khalid Muhammad gets shot down in California. He lives. Next thing you know, he dies of a supposed brain aneurysm. Then you find out that's one of the CIA's major tactics, brain aneurysms. And people still tell me, oh, that's an accident. See, this is the problem. Some of us don't want to admit that what we're dealing with here. We don't want to admit that the Nation of Islam, since its inception, from the Depression era con man, by the default, since its inception by the Turkish government, has been subversive, and has done nothing revolutionary and has freed no one. Put security officials next to some of our up-and-coming revolutionaries, next to hip-hop artists, you know, next to boxers, Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali, you know. OJ even has security in the nation this long. We know Michael Jackson did. We dang sure know that, don't we? See, though, none of these questions want to get asked, though. We're running away from the hard questions. Or why was Malcolm X saying, who told you to hate your looks? Or why is Louis Farrakhan telling you you need to de-kink? That don't add up. Malcolm gets killed. Farrakhan says Malcolm was a traitor. Y'all look the other way. You have no loyalties. People are looking. They're making sure you don't have no loyalties. They're making sure they want you to stay bastardized. They do not want you in a position to liberate your people, liberate your mind, or connect the dots on what happens to your heroes. I told you Wesley Snipes was targeted for starting the Royal Guard of Amun-Ra. Some of y'all didn't even look that up. Look it up. Wesley was going to train you. Wesley was getting land. A couple of days ago, I played you a song. Michael Jackson said, "They don't give a damn about us." Tupac remixed it. That was blackface enemies amongst them men. They was killed. Some of these hip-hop artists was bust here, busted there. Blackface enemies was amongst them men. Now they got them tight like T.I. Got them so tight they got to bring anybody to the rap industry, they say, and make them hot or else. Got some blackface enemies amongst you. You know, you know about the NAACP. I know I already taught you about the National Association of Advancement of the Colors. And the class status they're trying to play y'all with. And there was had and you ain't seen no advancement. Only them and the bougie clergy, pastors, and imams, and rabbis, and popes they represent, and prosperity pips, and all of the prosperity is prospering. Excuse me. You have got to focus right now and understand, like I told y'all, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you. Ancient African proverb. If you don't know who your leaders are, you need to look at what they've done. They killed our greats. A lot of people going to be mad that I even decided to touch these. And show what he said about Malcolm. A lot of people say they never heard it. And I'm going to touch on what happened with him and Khalid Muhammad even deeper, because a lot of people don't know what really happened between him and Khalid and why Khalid was really kicked out of the Nation of Islam. Had nothing to do with he was saying this thing to Jews. It had everything to do that he said that they had never been in bondage in Kim. And that was a mythological story. Charlie Gay came to understand that there was blackface enemies amongst him, right amongst him. That they had became so powerful that they was not a vanguard of white supremacy. So that ought to shock some of y'all. Charlie found that out. And when they seen they couldn't shoot him down and he was more determined to do a security situation properly, what did they do? Brain aneurysm. So now we got to watch the medicines that we take and that we get from these different places, these pharmacies. Brothers and sisters, I just had to let y'all know. I just want to put y'all, give y'all some insight tonight into what I know is a very controversial thing and will become one and will go even further. And that's the assassination of Tupac and Biggie, tied to the assassination of Michael Jackson, tied in with the same cats with Khalid Muhammad, Malcolm X, and I don't even want to throw in Father Allah, but you got to throw in Father Allah. The 5% should be talking about that. That brother broke with the Nation of Islam, was a strong rank-and-file member, left for Malcolm, and was gunned down when he started a nice revolutionary program. But we got to talk about these things and not be scared to speak on them. How can you be scared? The people never be free if everybody be scared to say something. If everybody is cowering when it's time for something to be said. Y'all can say all y'all woke that it's only coincident what happened with Tupac and the Nation of Islam and the brother from New Jersey that lets these point out. It's only coincident that they just so happen to be Michael Security. It's only coincidence that them and Khaled was feuding so heavy, and Khaled was to, if Farrakhan would have dropped dead by a heart attack, Khaled Muhammad would have been by default the number one revolutionary leader in the country. You see, the next thing you know, got these bougie Baptist preachers right where they want them. They too scared to death to challenge them. NAACP can't challenge them because Nation of Islam don't get challenged by no color. Congressional Black Caucus is scared to death of Christian white supremacy. They're not going to challenge the Nation of Islam. Y'all got to understand what's going on here. Y'all got to understand why that Mike Brown situation got hyped up like it did, and you did not see the little Louis Farrakhan send any troops to make sure that those brothers and sisters was all right down there with spit fiery flame about those brothers from his pulpit. He's doing what he's getting paid to do. And that's mislead you and me. Michael Jackson was a hostage to those people. And you better understand why they've been able to be the so-called number one revolutionary group for so long without having to do what comes natural, put in the work. Without having to lose the soldiers, what come natural, like the Panthers did. Why even able to talk yourself to the number one position and stay at number one by talking. No real work except getting next to y'all. You brothers and sisters are killing y'all. I want y'all to meditate on what we done discussed here tonight, brothers and sisters. I want y'all to meditate on does this even seem to be slightly have there some tension to be. Could it be something here? And the Nation of Islam putting security around all our brothers and sisters and then they supposedly getting killed or supposedly getting brought down in some type of scandal. The bow tie guy from New Jersey, who Lassie pointed out, is a very damning piece of evidence. That's why the guy from the Detective Russell Poole just couldn't have any more because he had already sniffed it out. CIA and the government not having none of it. They already just pulled the plug on Al Sharpton, the heroin dealer. Now they still need Lewis right where he at for a second. They probably pulled the plug on him later this year. Tell you how much he been under their thumb. I need y'all to meditate on that. And I want y'all to understand that that's why it's time for a totally new structure in our way we do politics, our educational structure, our financial structure, religious structure, and the way we defend ourselves because the black faces, we got black faced enemies deep amongst us. And it's going to be a part two to this because I'm bringing more in depth to this here, but I had to bring this to y'all because somebody is trying to throw y'all off the trail. And y'all need to understand, I'm not going to elaborate more onto that to tomorrow, but somebody's trying to throw y'all off the trail with some recent events they trying to pull in the media and things of that nature, but y'all understand that Louis Farrakhan is not going to say y'all, no matter what he say. No matter what he attempt to make y'all believe, Nation of Islam has already made their deal with Scientology. Look it up. They got a whole new plan now. It's a whole new hustle. So I had to bring that to y'all. And also, I'm going to let y'all know that in the morning, 8 o'clock, I will be appearing live on the iHeartRadio program. So you can search for it. It's called The Morning Blaze. Or you can go to the Blaze.com radio show. And in the morning at 8, you will hear your brother on there defending the revolution, defending Maya, defending the Nation of Liberation and its policy. And I got so much I'm gonna be chopping the head off with. But I still gotta go deep into the well tonight. So I had to get y'all that was on my heart about the nation because of something that I had seen, and I wanted to put that out there because it's something big I want coming up, and I want that on the record. I had to make sure that get directly on the record, and nobody can forget it because I said it and I brought it to the table right there and laid it out there. So when I add more to it and fill it in more by playing more clips from specific things, y'all gonna understand. But I appreciate everybody who came in, who came to the show tonight. I want y'all up in the morning. If y'all up dealing with that iHeart Radio and the Blaze Morning Show.com, BlazeMorningShow.com. The revolution continues. Your brother gonna cut the show early tonight so I can finish up on this other work that I have got to do to crush these people in the morning and get back to the investigation of our brother Carlton Smith. A revolution through revelation is what this is all about. And the Nation of Islam has been called out for their subversive tactic and the killing of our brother, Tupac Amaru Shakur. Killing the Khalid, we ain't forgot. Killing the Malcolm, we ain't forgot. He killed Biggie for no reason. Michael Jackson should have never had y'all around him. That was a big mistake. Look some time to the rock. Look some time to my eye. So I'll see my Karoo session turn. Thank you.